Thanks for tuning back in to the Big Show podcast. I'm Robert Henson. Glad to be back along with you. What are we doing today? Well, on the podcast, I thought I was going to do something a little different. We've got a couple of interviews up that I've done on my radio show, but I was thinking of you folks who are out of earshot, who can't pick up the show on a daily basis. Well, we don't do any streaming, so you're not going to be able to ever pick up the show live until that changes. And so we're considering putting up larger portions of the show where I talk to folks who call into the show, people of our area. Now, I know some of that won't impress everybody, because some of the issues we talk about are very localized to our part of southeastern Pennsylvania. But I thought I'd share with you on this podcast some other things we do on the show. Now, much like many radio shows across the nation, we write different bits. And if you're unfamiliar with radio terms, a bit is maybe a parody, a song, anything we do to kind of tease, make fun of, or bring some humor or hilarity to things. Well, these are a couple different bits we've done on the Big Show that we think... some of them are pretty good. You might get a smile or a giggle out of some of them. So let's start off locally. Now, I don't know what your setup of government is on a local level wherever you are, but around here we have row offices in our county. They're the county row office. They consist of the commissioner, the sheriff's office, the recorder of deeds, the prothonotary, so on and so forth, all the way down to the coroner. Now, a lot of folks don't know much about these offices, and when these elections come up, they're really small elections. It's hard to get a good turnout for these offices, although they affect us on a day-to-day life. So I've always asked the question, what do some of these offices do? And the one office that really has always puzzled me was the prothonotary's office. What do they do in the prothonotary's office? Well, we have a local election coming up for prothonotary. We thought it would be kind of neat to make a fake election campaign commercial.
In November, there will be one important question facing voters. Who do you want to be your prothonotary?
Who do you want?
Do you want just anybody to be your prothonotary?
Not just anybody.
You want Robert Henson. Because when it comes to doing whatever it is prothonotaries do, Robert Henson will do the whatever they do better than anyone else who says they can do whatever a prothonotary does do.
I can do what they do.
So for such a crucial time in our county's history, you can't just let anybody be your prothonotary.
Not just anybody.
Vote for a man who has had prothonotary in his blood from the day he was born. Robert Henson for prothonotary.
Because I will do what a prothonotary does do.
He will do whatever it is a prothonotary does better than anyone else who says they can do whatever a prothonotary does do.
The next parody I'm going to play for you is a parody of a commercial. We've decided to come up with our own commercial after reading a story about Walmart. Now, everybody's familiar with the Walmart chains. Well, it looks like Walmart is going to be carrying biblical action figures. According to news reports, there's a plethora of parents out there who would like more choices for their children's action figures besides just Spider-Man, Batman, and the names we all know and trust. So they're deciding to come out, and Walmart has agreed to carry biblical action figures. Well, we wondered what the marketing plan would be for biblical action figures, so we put this together.
Hey kids, bored with the same old superheroes? Well now, new from Roncom Toys, don't be the last kid on your block to collect the all new and exciting
action figures of the Bible.
That's right, new high quality replications of the characters you'll love to emulate. Collect them all, like
King David.
He started as a shepherd boy, but killing Goliath put him on the fast track to fame and fortune, leading to his adulterous acts with Bathsheba and the murder of her husband Uriah.
The slingshot really works!
Moses,
one of the earliest leaders of the Israelites, brought the chosen people out of bondage to the promised land. But hold on there, no promised land for you. Your selfishness and pride keep you out of the country you risked your life to reach.
Aw, damn!
Abel,
everyone's favorite son. Show your love and wisdom to those lucky few able to be here in the earliest days of the earth. That is, until your brother beats your brains out with a rock.
Take that, pretty boy.
And now this special offer. Turn in 5 proofs of purchase, and you can be the Almighty himself. That's right, the one, the only...
Yahweh.
Take that, firstborn of Egypt. Hey, Noah, you better build a boat because the water is coming and the earth's gonna pay.
I'll send the devil to tempt my only son. I gotta toughen that kid up.
Action figures of the Bible. Collect them all today.
Whenever there's controversy in the news, one of the major voices that shows up is the voice of Al Sharpton. Now, if you can listen to my show and you're an earshot of the radio broadcast, you'll know that I'm not a huge fan of Al Sharpton's. Although I do have some respect for things that he has done, I believe that Mr. Sharpton's taken too many missteps along his career to be a completely authentic voice, especially an authentic voice for the black community. So with Al Sharpton being in the news so often, we decided, how can we market Al Sharpton? If we wanted to add the qualities Al Sharpton had to our everyday lives, how would we do that? Well, we did it this way.
Does your life sound like this?
Hi, honey. So, did you get that big promotion?
No. I can't believe it. I was passed over again. I really thought I was a shoo-in.
Or like this?
Oh, come on. Come on. Why won't anybody let me merge?
Or this?
It's from California.
What? What was that? Can they even say that on TV?
If these real-life situations sound a little too familiar, then maybe it's time you make a change for the better. Get a better life today with Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton?
Al Sharpton?
That's right, Al Sharpton. With Al Sharpton, you will get the respect and credit for your thoughts and opinions, no matter how outrageous or ill-informed they are. Just apply Al Sharpton on your hands, face, and arms, wait 2 hours, and then sit back and watch the results.
Mr. Smith, about that promotion.
Look, the promotion went to Samuels.
Why? Why didn't I get the promotion? Because of the way I look?
No, you didn't get the promotion because you're always late. Speaking of looks, what's wrong with your skin?
Hey, you just ran into the back of my car. Today, the back of the car. Tomorrow, the top of the car. You can't stop me from moving up. You're a maniac.
Channel 8 News.
You must remove that commercial from the airwaves.
Which commercial, sir?
The one with the white sale.
The white sale?
Yeah, we will not be oppressed.
Sir, the commercial is for curtains and linen.
We will not be oppressed!
Don't let the man hold you down. Get your Al Sharpton today.
On occasion, we talk about movies on The Big Show, and I am a huge fan of movies, but I'm not always a fan of a sequel. A lot of sequels put out just don't live up to the original's hopes and dreams. So we took a look at a potential sequel, The Da Vinci Code. Not only the book, but the movie sparked tons of controversy about the life and afterlife of Jesus Christ. So we took a look at what else could happen if we thought about The Da Vinci Code.
It began as a controversial book.
You and I, Robert, we have observed history. We are in history now.
And became a controversial movie.
Witness the biggest cover-up in human history.
And now, it's a controversial sequel.
We are in the middle of a war, one that's been going on forever. To protect a secret so powerful that if revealed, would devastate the very foundations of mankind.
A new film by Ron Howard. The Da Vinci Area Code.
Hello, this is a Leonardo. No, I don't have a no Prince Albert in the can.
He was trying to complete his most controversial work.
Hello? My refrigerator, she are running? I have a no refrigerator!
A masterwork that could change mankind forever.
What? No. This ain't a no pizza palace.
A piece of work so important, if he could only get back to work.
Hello? Mona? Mona, is that you? Why do you people keep calling?
The Da Vinci Area Code. Tom Hanks in his most powerful performance yet.
Hey, I'm up on a scaffold. I gotta keep it coming down there.
The Da Vinci area code.
Oh, come on, the paint. The paint, she gonna dry.
The Da Vinci area code. His number is up.
I don't need no new siding. I'm a painter.
The Da Vinci area code. In theaters now.
And finally, sticking with our movie themes, you know, big summer movies are all the blast, whether they're action, suspense, comedy, or even a holiday movie. Well, as movies get bigger and it takes more and more to draw audiences into the theaters, we thought about how could we make a movie sound that has everything? It has suspense, it has drama, it has comedy, it has the holidays. Well, that movie might sound a little something like this.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Parental guidance is suggested.
There is always one Christmas that stands out in a child's life and is remembered a little more than all the rest. This Christmas, Universal Studios, in conjunction with TriStar Pictures and Dreamlight Cinema, brings a Ron Howard film to life in a new holiday world. A world where one man with one desire must stand alone against all odds.
I'm the guy that initiated this investigation. Why would I do that if I want to kill a president?
They thought they could have their way. They thought they made their plans, but they never planned on him.
Get down.
Because when push comes to shove, some things just can't be helped.
I couldn't help her.
Why couldn't you help her?
Because there are no injections against the devil.
Hold on to your chairs as Arnold Schwarzenegger and Michael Douglas take you on the thrill ride of the season.
No!
A season of understanding. A season for love.
Why didn't you just tell me?
Because I didn't want to, okay? Because I love the way you looked at me.
When two people fall in love, sometimes it's more, much more than even the human heart can handle.
You know, I have no interest in seeing you.
But you know you have to. And you know I know you have to.
Miramax Films and Paramount Pictures brings you a Steven Spielberg production of a Rob Reiner film, which is a love story. The love story of a lifetime.
The truth of the matter is, I love her. She's the only woman I have ever loved. And I would never leave her under any circumstances.
A lifetime together. A lifetime apart. A lifetime in an epic struggle of good versus evil.
Do not be too eager to deal out death and judgment.
When hope is lost and sorrow is in the eyes of every man, woman, and child, a hero is born.
I will not bow to this ranger from the north.
Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, Meryl Streep, Christopher Plummer, Liam Neeson, Sandra Bullock, Douglas Fairbanks, Gary Sinise, Sharon Stone, Harvey Keitel, Ice-T, Jodie Foster, Val Kilmer, Vivien Leigh, Robert Urich, Dennis Quaid, Peter Ustinov, and Anne B. Davis as Alice in a Robert Zemeckis film.
That's it. Just a few of the extras we have on the big show. If you listen to us on the radio, 1420 WCOJ here in southeastern Pennsylvania. If you get a chance, tune on in. I'm on from 4 to 7. And if not, we'll let the debate continue on our end. And we'll see how much more of the show can we air here on the big show podcast. Well, that's the podcast for today. I want to thank everybody for joining us here. If you're in earshot, tune us in. We're at 1420 AM. We're in the Philadelphia area. And if you're not, come back onto the podcast. Feel free to leave a comment. And if you want to, become my friend or whatever. Don't know much about this podcast thing, so I'm not sure about the whole friends part. But feel free to become a friend if you want to. In the meanwhile, we're going to get busy about getting another podcast done. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for tuning into the Big Show podcast. For everybody here, I'm Robert Henson.